Hello and welcome to AFL.com.au special edition podcast. We're here today to talk about the new 10 draftees who have just been recruited in the AFL Women's Mini Draft. I'm joined by two very special guests to run through the new draftees. Firstly, Captain of Melbourne, Daisy Pearce. Daisy, congratulations on being involved in Melbourne in the last couple of years. Obviously, a lot of recent dominance over the Western Bulldogs.
Yeah, it's exciting to be here for the draft this morning. I remember on draft day myself, it was very exciting. So for the girls out there that are waiting to hear their names read out, I'm sure they're have been anticipating this for a long time. But yeah, it's been great to be involved in the exhibition matches since 2013. And Melbourne has had a pretty good run and we've been able to win all the matches so far. But probably the closest one was the one that we played in May earlier this year. So we know we're certainly going to have a real hard competition on our hands on August 16th, so looking forward to it.
Three wins in a row. What's been behind the dominance? What do you think's been behind it?
I mean, the club itself has put a lot of work into making sure that we get a really good team mix, and the Melbourne Football Club has really embraced the concept of women's footy, from not just in terms of putting the team together but throughout the whole club. So I think that really does have an impact. The minute we get there and become involved with Melbourne when this program begins, you really feel a part of the club and embraced by everyone in the club, players, staff, coaches and everyone. So I think that has a big impact. And then our coach, Michelle Cowan, and I think one of her real strengths as a coach is her ability to motivate players and to get everyone on the same page. So for a team and a game like this where you don't have a lot of time to train and prepare together as a group, I think that's really important. So obviously when you pick the top 50 players from across the country, both teams are going to have 25 really skilled footballers, and then it's just a matter of who can pull it all together and play well as a team on the day. So I can't speak for the Western Bulldogs, but for me that's probably been the major difference over the last couple of years.
And you've obviously been doing it pretty well. Today also we're joined by Shiloh Curtis, who is AFL Victoria's Female Football Development Manager and will also be doing special comments for the Channel 7 live broadcast on August 16. Shiloh, thanks for joining us.
No worries, thanks for having me along.
That's okay. Can you tell us a little bit about why each team has had to make 5 changes ahead of the second game?
Yeah, look, we're really aware of how much talent there is across the country, and certainly we had the Youth Girls Under 18 National Championships in Mandurah in May this year, and there's a lot of talent on display there, and we just want to make sure we're giving as many young women and women the opportunity to be involved in the concept. And I guess both teams have, you know, as Daisy said, you're bringing together a group of players who haven't played together really that much, and you've got to be able to pull it all together on the day. And, you know, sometimes it's a bit of trial and error, I think a bit of hit and miss sometimes. And I think the previous game we had this year, the pressure that it was played under, I think both coaches learnt a little bit about both sets of players and the deficiencies within their group overall and the style of play that they want to bring to the concept. So, you know, we've seen some omissions that really have created, I guess, a door for some faster players to come in. We know that both coaches, you know, they do want to play some fast footy, and so probably some of the challenges of some of the players that have been rotated out of the squad have just lacked a little bit of pace. And you know, we have an injury to Cecilia McIntosh, so we know that Melbourne's going to need to replace the zip that she has, and we know that Melbourne went on to delist Danielle Godding, and so they'll be looking for a bit of height today as well in the draft.
And it's also good to hear that some of these girls who were not involved in the second game are still wanting to be involved in the whole experience of the, you know, the week leading up and the actual game on the day.
Absolutely. There are so many women who have gone through this program, whether they've been kept on the list or not. They're really putting their hand up to be involved in the game overall, even outside of the concept, you know, coaching at Youth Girls Nationals or the under-16 School Girls Nationals, or we're getting involved in academies and that sort of thing. And they're really sharing their experience more broadly. So this is not just about playing one game on one day per year or two games per year. This is about investing in the future leadership of women in the industry, and that's the most exciting thing that I see at the moment in this concept.
Well, we've got 10 new players to talk about today who will be involved on August 16 when Melbourne plays the Western Bulldogs, this time at Etihad Stadium. We'll start with the number one pick. The Bulldogs hold the pick. So, Shiloh, tell us a little bit about number one, Brianna Davey from St Kilda.
This is a really exciting pick, I think, for footy. Brianna is a player who played junior footy with the boys and in the EDFL for quite a long time in Victoria. And then when she was about 11 or 12, she was talent ID'd by soccer, and she ended up in a soccer academy, whisked away. And I think at some point in her teenage years, she was over in Sweden playing, and she was a Matilda's number one goalkeeper until about 8 weeks ago, just before they headed off to the Women's World Cup, and she unfortunately missed the pick. But for us, you know, I guess she put her footy boots back on and jumped back on the field with St Kilda, and she's just been a tremendous asset here in Victoria in the VWFL, and St Kilda are really benefiting from, I guess, her experience as an elite athlete. She's tall, she's strong, she's very similar to, say, Ali Blackburn, who's already on Melbourne's list, but she's a little bit taller. She can play inside, she can play defensively, she plays tall, she can play as a running player, but also as a key position. She's a great package overall, and then bring her experience as an elite athlete and her professionalism. I think the Dogs are really going to enjoy having Brianna on their list.
And what a big couple of weeks it's obviously been for her as well, obviously being involved with the Matildas for a brief period of time.
Yeah, she's a great player, Brianna. I've actually played against her a couple of times in the last few months, playing for Darabin against St Kilda. And she's, as Shiloh said, she's one of those really difficult players to match up on, because she can play through the midfield, but she's got a foot of height on your average sized female midfielder. So I guess it's a bit like the Nat Fyfe effect in AFL footy, in that she's fast and powerful, but she's also really good overhead and can be difficult to slow down once they get a bit of momentum going. So I know we've had to put a lot of work into her at club level to try and quell her impact on the game, because once she gets it, she also kicks the ball a long way. She's got one of those really penetrating kicks, which I think will be a real asset for the Western Bulldogs on a big ground like the MCG, just to be able to move the ball a long way. So, a really obvious selection for me to the Western Bulldogs at number one.
You'll obviously, again, have to do a fair bit of work, I would imagine, leading up to the game about how you're going to try and quell her influence on August 16th.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, hopefully I can provide a little bit of insight and have a good chat to Michelle, having a bit of experience with her in the last couple of weeks. We've also got a bit of vision on her from a club game. So we will have to put a lot of work into her, because I guess at this level, being so new back to Aussie rules footy and to the AFL, there's probably not a lot of vision on her, and the other coaches might not have had a lot of experience in watching her. So we're definitely going to have to put a lot of work into Brianna Davey to make sure she doesn't get away from us on the day.
And Daisy, we'll stay with you for pick number two, Melbourne's first pick off the mini draft, Brittany Bonici, also from St Kilda.
Yeah, another St Kilda Sharks player, Britt Bonici, a really talented youth girl in her day, and now she's making a real name for herself in senior football. Britt is a really good kid. She's an elite runner herself, so again, on a big ground, that's going to be a real asset for Melbourne, so I'm excited to have Britt in the side. The thing I love about having watched Brittany play is she's a really tough competitor. She is... relentless and has that real mental application. I've seen her gut run to the point where she's nearly in tears on a number of occasions, and for a young player to already have that asset, I think she's going to be, and already is, a really great player. So I'm excited to see her get an opportunity at this level now.
Back to you, Shiloh, to learn a little bit about pick number three for the Bulldogs, Talia Randall from Nambour Maroochydore in Queensland.
I'm really excited about Talia Randall as a prospect. She's only 17. She's still got another year of youth girls footy to go. She's still playing at a junior club, playing youth girls and playing a handful of games up at senior level, so she's getting a little bit of experience. She was tremendous at the Youth Girls Nationals this year and a really important player for for Queensland this year. Very athletic, she's tall, she takes a great mark, she can play in the midfield, but certainly likes a bit of space out wide where she can run and carry, and she kicks it really long, kicks it nicely. I'd probably compare her to a Taylor Harris, to be honest. I think she's probably a little bit more of a runner than Taylor, but certainly her work across, you know, she can sweep across a defensive line and take some really good marks and intercept a lot of footy, but then she can swing forward and she can actually pinch hit through the ruck as well. She's a tremendous prospect and going to be a future star, that's for sure.
Daisy, pick number four, our first Perth girl off the mini draft, Sabrina Frederick Traub from South Fremantle. What can you tell us about her?
Sabrina has played a lot of representative football at state level, so she'll be no stranger to this level of the game, I don't think. And she's a really flexible player. She's quite tall and strong. She can play in the ruck, which is something that we definitely needed to bolster our ruck stocks after delisting Danielle Godding after the first game. So The other good thing about Sabs is, as I said, she provides a really good contest in key position roles. So on a big ground like Eddie had, just to have a target that you can kick to out of your back line or at centre half forward will be really vital for us. And she's got a really good set of hands, and when she does get it, she can kick it a long way as well. So another really good pick for the Melbourne Footy Club, and I'm looking forward to sitting it on her head and she can do the rest.
And two picks in the top five from Perth. We've got Caitlin Edwards at number five going to the Western Bulldogs. She's from East Fremantle. Charlo, what can you tell us about her?
Yeah, this kid's a pressure player. She's part of both the under-16s and the under-18 state teams from WA that did defeat Victoria for the first time at those competitions. And she played for the Western Bulldogs last year. Didn't get an opportunity earlier this year, but it's great to see her back in the list and getting involved again. Look, she's a great story. Her mum played and she followed in her mum's footsteps. And look, she's super fit. She runs really hard. She reads the ball really well off hands, and her transition from defence into attack and vice versa is exceptional. And she was certainly one of the critical players in those victories, in those very famous victories for the 16s and 18s WA team. So no surprises that she's getting another opportunity at this level.
Number six, Tiana Ernst from Diamond Creek in Victoria. Daisy, what can we know about her?
Yeah, another really exciting pick for us. Tiana was originally from Queensland and picked up the game of AFL footy later in her life. Didn't play as a junior, but has taken to it quite well. She moved to Victoria a bit to study and also to improve her football. So she's really athletic, a really good runner. So as a ruck, to be able to cover a lot of ground, I think will be important for us, because we know Astor O'Connor and Emma King from the Western Bulldogs, they're ruck stocks are very mobile, so we knew we definitely had to target an athletic ruck that could go with them around the ground so that they didn't have an impact there. So the other thing about Tiana that will be a good asset for us is she hates getting beaten. She's very competitive, and it makes her very coachable, because she's like a sponge. She just wants to hear and learn as much as she can to get better and have a bigger impact on the game. So I look forward to working with her, because she's a really competitive ruck, and that's what you need, someone that doesn't want to get beaten and that will give it back.
At pick number seven, we have our only Tasmanian from the mini draft, Emma Humphries. Shiloh, what can you tell us about Emma's game?
Well, it's a great result to have a Tasmanian pick in the list. We know we've Wooshner earlier this year, but she's moved from Tassie to Perth to play, and now we've got Emma Humphries involved. And look, she's a really fit player. She works extremely hard on her fitness that enables her to sort of complement her work rate. Her repeated effort running is really fantastic. She wins a lot of inside footy. She loves a congested ball, and while she's very new to footy, she took up footy to provide herself with a different challenge, having played soccer and cricket in the past. She's taken it to a duck like to water, I guess, and she's just doing a tremendous job out there in Tasmania, and was their best on ground last year at their state games last year. So another really strong runner, and we're seeing a bit of a theme across the picks here, I think, today.
And another theme here, we've got our third player from St Kilda going to Melbourne at pick number eight, Jenna Brutton.
Jenna Brutton plays for the St Kilda Sharks. She's a midfielder as well and was a talented youth girl. She's a prolific ball winner and was at youth girls level. She actually played for the Western Bulldogs in 2013 in the first exhibition game, but was unfortunately delisted. But since then, she's gone back to St Kilda and played a lot more senior Premier Division football here in Victoria, and she's really improved her game and become a much more consistent and competitive player. So we're glad to have her at Melbourne this year.
And pick number nine, Maddie Collier from University of New South Wales, ACT, going to the Western Bulldogs at pick number nine.
Look, Maddie's a tremendous young footballer, I think an emerging star in New South Wales. She's really tough and she's a great runner, and she can play as a rebounding defender, likes some inside work in the middle. Her one-on-one stuff's really, really solid. She played down here in a screening match earlier this year with five New South Wales girls that came to Victoria to play, and she held her own really well in that game. We were really impressed with how she went, and her performance across the year has just continued to increase. Her attention to detail and her own professionalism and personal management's been outstanding. And it's really wonderful to see her being rewarded with an opportunity. And it's really, we're really happy also to see that the development work that's going into some of the smaller states or the emerging states is now starting to pay dividends. And now we've got a player out of Tasmania, we've got a player out of New South Wales. What a wonderful result for the whole country as we move forward towards a national competition.
Yeah, terrific representation from across the states. Lucky last, at pick number 10, Jessica Del Pos from Darabin in Victoria going to Melbourne.
Yeah, Jessica, I actually play club footy with Jessica at Darabin, so I've played with her for a number of years, so it's exciting that she's gotten another opportunity in the AFL level. She played for the Western Bulldogs also in 2013 in the initial AFL exhibition game. She's a smaller, really flexible player, so she can pinch hit in the midfield, she can play as a small forward, and she can also play as a running half-back. So for us, her flexibility is a real asset for our team. And I think Jess's strongest trick, though, is her mental application to the game. She has an ability to really go out and do a job, and she's quite adaptable. So one week she might be playing on a left footer that's quick, and she can change her game to kind of adjust to that. Or she might be playing on someone stronger, and she has to approach the game in a totally different way, and her ability to adapt to those different roles, I think, is the reason why she's been drafted back into the system this year. She's a left footer herself, and she's really clean by foot, and also clean when she goes through traffic. So she'll be a really important player for us, and she'll probably play a variety of roles. So exciting to have Jess on the team.
And she also rounds out the top 10 picks, or the 10 picks, of the women's mini draft. As Shiloh mentioned before, an excellent representation from across the states. We've got five Victorians in there, two from WA and one each from New South Wales, ACT, Queensland and Tasmania. So an excellent representation as we move towards hopefully a national competition in the next few years. Thank you very much for joining me, guys. Daisy, good luck in the game. Can you make it four in a row?
Oh, thank you. I think we can, yeah. I'm looking forward to getting together now with our group, now that we know what the final squad looks like, and really setting about the task of making sure that we improve on our performance from the first game, because Western Bulldogs showed us that they've got plenty up their sleeve, and they really ran out the final quarter of that game well. So we know we've got a few things to improve on, and hopefully the new picks that we've got will help to complement the things that we're going to adjust. But it's definitely going to be a great contest on August 16th. So anyone out there that can get down to the ground at for the 12:35 start, that would be great. And if you can't make it to Etihad Stadium, definitely tune in to the Channel 7 broadcast at 12:30.
Of course, it will be going live across the country on Channel 7 into Melbourne and Adelaide, starting at 12:30 in Melbourne, 12 o'clock in Adelaide, and on 7 Mate in Perth, Sydney and Brisbane, 10:30 for Perth and 12:30 for Sydney and Brisbane. You'll also be able to hear Shiloh doing special comments on the broadcast. Shiloh, good luck.
Thank you. Looking forward to it. It's going to be a really great contest. I think this will be our best one so far. So I'm really excited that it's being broadcast nationally.
Terrific. Thank you very much for joining us. Coming up next, I'll be joined by Western Bulldogs coach Craig Stasovic and Melbourne assistant coach Debbie Lee. We'll talk a little bit more about the draftees and the exciting prospect of this live broadcast match on August 16. Welcome back. You're listening to the special edition podcast on afl.com.au of the AFL Women's Mini Draft ahead of this year's second women's exhibition match between Melbourne and the Western Bulldogs to be held on August 16 ahead of the Melbourne Western Bulldogs Round 20 AFL game. I'm Jennifer Phelan. I'm joined now by the Western Bulldogs coach Craig Stasovic and Melbourne assistant coach Debbie Lee. Firstly, Craig, you guys had the number one pick and you've used it on the versatile and athletic Brianna Davey. Why did you go with her in the end?
Oh, we're really excited about what Brianna can bring to the group. She's obviously a first-choice athlete from another sport, which is a major coup for us. And in a very short space of time, she's stamped her authority on the VWFL and been a very good player, regular in St Kilda's best. Versatile, can play as a big-bodied midfielder, can go forward, can go back. So versatility and her athletic prowess is probably the two things that attracted us to her.
And what an amazing story to go from soccer into footy in such a short period of time.
Yeah, it's turning a little bit of disappointment into something, positive, I guess. And, who's to say that AFL and her soccer can't live in harmony too? I mean, being a goalkeeper, being out there playing AFL, it's like being a goalkeeper every second of the game, really. So we think they could actually complement each other, and we might be able to keep her, or both sports may be able to keep her going forward, so which would be great.
And Debbie, you're standing in today for the coach of Melbourne, Michelle Cowan, who's obviously over in Perth. You've obviously gone for a little bit of height with your draft picks out of the mini draft. Obviously, replacing Danielle Godding was probably a priority for you.
Yeah, look, we've gone with Tiana Ernst, who plays for Diamond Creek, and we really liked her in the state match against Western Australia. She was the ruck for Victoria, and obviously the Bulldogs have O'Connor and also King, so we thought the way
way she played and she was able to compete with King was a positive. So as a result of that, we went with Ernst and also Sabrina, which from WA, she brings some height. She's got a strong kick. She can compete and, you know, she can roll through the forward line and also become an option in the ruck as well.
And Craig, obviously the match held on May 24 earlier this year was at the MCG. This one will be at Etihad. How much of a challenge is that going to be for the girls to get used to the changing grounds?
I think it'll be a positive, actually. The MCG being as wide as it is and a little bit more affected by the elements sort of slows the game down a little bit. Etihad, fast track, smaller ground. I think it'll zip up and back a lot more at Etihad compared to the MCG. So I think a more entertaining up and back style of play, I think everyone would love to see that. I think it'll be for the positive, actually, coming to this venue. I think it, in some ways, probably suits the women's game ahead of the MCG. But, I mean, the girls love getting on the MCG, don't get me wrong, but I think this track will be even better.
And another great opportunity for these girls to get exposure to these elite venues and, obviously, the 10 new players who have just been drafted in for the second game.
Oh, it's incredibly exciting. I mean, it's going to be telecast and there's a whole lot of, you know, buzz around it. I know our players are really interested to see who we're going to pick up, so there's, you know, heaps of interest right down through youth girls levels. They're all now got some role models and idols to look up to, so it's going along really, really well.
Debbie, how much of a boom for women's footy is the fact that we'll be broadcast live across the country on Channel 7?
Oh, it's just unbelievable. I wouldn't have thought in the time that I've been in the sport that 3 years into our exhibition match that we would be on, you know, in people's lounge rooms. And I think what we've seen in the past is people walking away from the game saying that we've got fantastic athletes, but now we're going to be able to hit a whole new audience, and it's a buzz for the coaches, it's a buzz for the clubs, but also it's a great opportunity for the girls to showcase their skills, and it's just going to you know, really accelerate women's football and where it is today.
Absolutely, Debbie. Obviously, this match will be telecast on Channel 7 in Melbourne and Adelaide, and just repeating, 7 Mate in Perth, Sydney and Brisbane, live on TV ahead of the Western Bulldogs Melbourne AFL match. Craig, we talked a little bit before with Daisy about how important it is that the spread of players is from across the country, that there's quite a few different states involved. How positive is that for the women's game?
Oh, it's incredibly positive. It wasn't by design, I might add, just the way it's panned out. I mean, it's nice to know that there's girls of that ability right across Australia, and there'll be a few that'll be disappointed to miss out, but that is reflective of our depth of talent at the moment.
And also, just adding to that is the range of age. We've got a lot of girls who have gone through the pathway through youth girls, and it's great to see people like Jenna Brunton and also Britt Bonici to actually get an up, and Caitlin Edwards to actually get an opportunity where they've been in the sport as a youngster and able to come through. So it's really pleasing to see a spread across the country, but also these young, talented players coming through the pathways.
So two very strong squads will do battle on August 16 ahead of the Melbourne Western Bulldogs clash. Thank you so much for joining us, guys. Really appreciate it, and good luck on the day.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks
very much.
And thank you to our earlier guests, Daisy Pearce and Shiloh Curtis. Don't forget to tune in on August 16. If you can't get to the game, you can follow the latest women's footy news on Twitter at AFL Female, or you can pick up the news at afl.com.au/women's. If you can get to the game, tickets are available through afl.com.au. I'm Jennifer Phelan. Thanks for listening.